Welcome everybody to Tech with Newton, a podcast for technology news, insights, and trends that matter. A podcast where information, factual integrity, and entertainment intersect. I'm your host, Newton. Happy listening. In this very first episode, I will be treating you to nothing more than a candid monologue. I'll be getting the boring stuff out of the way, you know, with an introduction of myself and this platform, setting the stage for what's to come. So, please feel free to skip this episode if you are strictly here for the regular content on the platform. My name is Newton. In the daytime, I work as a senior IT consultant, assisting companies achieve their digitalization agendas. But prior to this, I have had a fairly lengthy tech career spanning roughly 2 decades. Like the majority, I started off small, a tech freelancer, turned tech intern. Then I got a service desk job, working round the sun, devouring trouble tickets like my life depended on it. I later graduated into software engineering roles, then later onto senior DevOps and platform engineering roles. Equipped with a sound knowledge of IT infrastructure and processes, I transitioned into IT service managerial roles, starting with a problem manager role for Ericsson Telecommunications. Looking back now, I can't help but wonder what the heck I must have been thinking at the time to have made that my very first servant leader role in management. I must have taken a look at my situation and gone, I think my life is too peaceful. I need to spice it up with more problems. I need to take upon my shoulders the problems of a gigantic company, which is more than a century old, with over 100,000 employees spanning 180 countries. Because that's exactly what happened. And what a ride that was. It was a role in which, on one side, you had the leadership suite running your branch of the company, looking up to you to fix the prevalent IT problems in order to prevent the company from bleeding away any more of its revenue. And on the other side, you've got the skilled engineers and solution architects, some of whom have been working on the IT infrastructure for years, also looking up to you to identify and coordinate the resolution of their IT problems, be it with the technology or maybe flawed processes that just don't work anymore. It is all nicely dubbed as root cause analysis. In that role, I also got convinced once and for all that this thing called technology sometimes breaks down for absolutely no reason whatsoever. And frankly, as technologists, sometimes the best you can do is just relinquish control and put everything in fervent prayers. You know, you just pray and hope, especially during weekends or holidays. You pray that it all holds together and the on-call phone never rings until you're back in the office. But I admit, I learned quite a lot from that role and I just wouldn't change a thing. I think I would probably spend some more time in a future episode delving deeper into the problem manager role, as I have come to realize that many in the IT profession, including recruiters, have either never heard of this role or don't have a proper grasp of its intricacies. And I have come across many companies in dire need of problem managers, but somehow they never create this role. Instead, they continue to waste valuable time, weeks, sometimes even months, you know, on the hamster wheel, fixing incidents while taking continuous hits to service delivery over and over and over again, believing it's only normal to experience increase in incidents as the organization scales. Wrong. Anyway, that role catapulted me into a position of counsel for C-suite executives. In my subsequent roles, I have held a few other managerial roles in the IT service management category. I have led agile scrum teams and even worked as a product manager for a company here in London building mobile and web applications augmented with artificial intelligence. For me, even now as a full-time consultant, the learning still continues, you know? From my vantage point, I am able to absorb a wealth of knowledge on the inner workings of tech companies, large and small, as I continue to move from one company to another in the United Kingdom and Europe. Speaking about the experience and what it's like, it's really not the easiest to describe. Making lots of intelligent friends at the workplace, then having to change ships overnight, you know, right around the time when the same ship you've been working on hits steady waters, is certainly not for everyone. However, there is no denying the immense wealth of experience that comes with the package. The job never gets monotonous or boring, and the exposure to numerous PPITs, people, processes, infrastructure, and technologies, ultimately makes it all worthwhile. I wouldn't have it any other way. Also, consultancy has granted me the privilege to observe firsthand the myriad of challenges faced on the regular by both newcomers to the IT space and experienced IT professionals stuck in some job rut somewhere. I have observed that more often than not, it's not the lack of drive or ambition that holds many back from excelling in tech, but rather a lack of awareness of what exists, of what the competition is up to, of what is possible, of which fundamental knowledge in the IT profession is the determinant factor for long-term success or failure in the domain. For instance, the phrase working in tech means completely different things to a database administrator with 10 to 15 years of database administration experience than to a tech freelancer on Fiverr, for example. One has built a solid career out of it, and as a result, the doors that open to them are like golden pearly gates, while the latter is pretty much just winging it. This is analogous to the medical field where patients are willing to travel miles to a different country or continent just to get 30 minutes with a seasoned doctor in a particular medical specialty, the only one available in the area. Similar scenarios surely exist in tech as well. A multi-million dollar global business, for example, can be grinded to a halt in a matter of seconds if an incompetent database administrator or solution architect is let loose for a day in the production environment. Now, despite its undeniable potential, many today still take IT up as a hobby or some one-time project or a part-time gig, something to do on weekends, completely oblivious to the vast opportunities it provides when pursued diligently and consistently as a full-fledged profession. Not many are aware that they can indeed achieve doctor status once they get to certain echelons of specialization and mastery within the tech industry. Achieving that level of success within the tech industry is entirely feasible with the right guidance, insights, tools, and determination to make it happen. This is the mission I am embarking on, to make this crucial knowledge easily accessible, particularly for those who need it the most but may not have the means to afford it. If you have been listening to this point, firstly, thank you. Secondly, I am I invite you to join me on this journey. You can play your part and show your support by subscribing, rating, and interacting with this podcast and its social channels. Starting, of course, with this very podcast on which you're listening to this right now. Most importantly, I encourage you to engage and interact with me directly. I'll carefully consider all feedback I receive as I endeavor to offer the very best career support a technology podcast can provide. This podcast will serve as a reliable source of insight into the essential components of a successful career in tech. The podcast will offer valuable information in easily digestible form. No technical jargons, or wherever the surface, they will be properly explained. The goal is to support individuals at any stage of the tech journey, whether they're just starting out or seeking to advance in the field. And since a successful career in tech in this day and age is practically impossible without a sound knowledge of the ongoing technological disruptions and trends in the tech space, this podcast will keep its listeners abreast of the latest information and trends that truly matter. And yes, the podcast will occasionally feature seasoned guests with extensive experience in the tech industry who will come on and share their insights and tips for successfully navigating the field. Enough said. I'll stop this right here as this is getting alarmingly long. Thank you and see you in the next episode.